KFYO 739 with Tom and Laura. So cute. Are you calling me so cute? Thank you so much for that.
She was talking about me.
Oh, okay. A little earlier this morning, I said, Laura, are you hot? She goes, well, yes. And I said, Grant, would you turn the air down a few degrees? And Laura says, well, yeah, I'm hot.
Of course I'm hot.
All right.
For a grandma.
Cheryl Isaac's in the studio with us, Coldwell Banker Real Estate. Now, Cheryl just came back. You just got back from a trip. You went to Ireland for a brief stay.
I did.
How was it? Was it beautiful?
Gorgeous. They would never believe where we live because it's lush and green. It rained every day over there. It's very cool. The highest it ever gets, 60, 65, you know, and mostly 55. But when they would ask me about Lubbock, Texas, and I'd say West Texas, and it's kind of like a desert, you know, and I told them how much rain we've had this year. They get that in a day.
Yeah. Wow.
So it's really different, but beautiful.
Well, yeah. Cheryl, I got to ask you, did you find yourself a leprechaun?
We looked. They would always tell us, you know, now right over there is where their little nest or home is. We're, yeah, right, whatever.
All right, what are we talking about today?
We're going to talk about how to choose a builder. I just thought that would be a really good idea since the parade of homes is going on, and a lot of people will be going out there thinking, well, let me just see which builder I want to work with.
Yeah.
And I just think one of the main things is getting references from the last three people that he built and closed for. And if those three people give him a good reference that he comes back after the house is closed, does the repairs necessary, then they can feel pretty assured that he's got a good reputation.
Do builders normally just give you that information?
Well, they will if you ask for it. But if you don't ask for it, they're not.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you ask for it and they don't give it to you.
What does that tell you? You know, and you need to say the last three so that he doesn't cherry pick, you know, the people that really like right. him or whatever. And I think that we have so many quality builders. Lubbock is so blessed to have fabulous builders and always have. But we just have some that after the house is closed, they will not come back. And I don't think it's an intentional thing. I think they're so busy that that's just, you know, you want me to come back and fix what? That is minor. You know, but you just need a builder who will come back for a year and fix the things that were not done correctly. A builder is only as good as his subs, and if you can get a list of the subs after you close, you call the subs yourself and get them over there if you've got a plumbing issue.
Oh, that's a great idea.
You know, I mean, you just don't just accept a builder because he's charismatic and promises you the moon when you're sitting there visiting with him or her.
That's a good idea.
Now, but don't you have to live in a house for quite some time before you really can determine whether or not it was well built?
Really, you do. 30 days, you're going to know if you've got issues. So, like, if your plumbing is backing up into your washer, right. you know, you'll know that real quickly. Or if a light fixture is falling from the ceiling, the electrician didn't do it correctly. There's just some, and a lot of times they just don't, when they install the oven, they don't connect it correctly. There's just all kinds of things. So there's just minor things that you just don't have to live with. But they say live in it 30 days, and then we'll come back. Then if you have any major things, you know, certainly we'll come back. Mm-hmm. But I always say just beware of being out there just trying to choose a builder just because you like them or you like what they built.
You like the style or whatever. Yeah.
Now, this, are you familiar with, and you just got back, are you familiar with what's going on at the Parade of Homes? I mean, real familiar.
Oh, no.
No, I had read this, and I want to research this a little bit, but it's my understanding that they have homes that begin under $100,000. No?
No. I don't know where that would be because their vintage sure ain't going to be under that.
No.
And Kelsey Park is not going to be under that. And Lake Ridge South, you're going to need that as a down payment. So, you know, I mean, it just.
Maybe that was a typographical error in the article that I read.
It's got to be. I mean, I would think.
It was actually in yesterday's paper.
Really?
Yeah, do research that. I would think that maybe it would be a miracle if it was $199,000.
I thought it said $70,000 to $200,000. So it was probably really? $700,000.
Could that be for apartments or apartments for sale or condos or anything?
No. And that's not even for the lot itself. Yeah. So I'm not sure. It was a typo error somewhere because that's just not even reasonable at all.
Maybe that's for the pool house or something.
That's if you want an extra bathroom.
Right.
Yeah. Or a bathroom.
All right, Cheryl, thanks for being with us this morning. Welcome back and glad you made it back with or without the crock of gold. 7:43, good morning.